What is Freemasonry? It is a secret organization of men that's shrouded in mystery. In this video, we will talk about what Freemasonry is, as much as we can know. Since it is a secret organization, we can't really know for sure. And I don't want to get lost in conspiracy theory too much. I want to be as fair as possible. But we do have some very good resources, such as what the popes have said about it, and what credible ex-Freemasons have said, as well as what they themselves have said. Freemasonry began officially in 1717 with the establishment of the first lodge in England. However, they claim to go back to the building of King Solomon's Temple, and they claim that the Knights Templar were Freemasons, but there's no proof of either of these claims. Though it is true, Freemasonry did not pop into existence in 1717. It formed out of the masonry guilds of medieval Europe, men who did the stonework for the great cathedrals in Europe. In medieval Europe, other than the royalty and nobility, which only made up about 10% of the population, you had some people who were bound to the land called serfs, meaning that they could not leave the land or travel without the permission of their lord, and people who were free to travel, work, and live wherever they chose. These were called peasants, villeins, or freemen. Those freemen who worked in masonry and were part of the guild were called Freemasons. So the term Freemason predates the official founding of Freemasonry. As people traveled looking for work, it became important to root out anyone claiming to be a Mason and part of the guild when in fact they weren't. So the Masons developed secret handshakes, sayings, and signs to expose pretenders. After the Protestant Reformation, the building of cathedrals virtually stopped. In order to keep the guilds going, they started inviting nobles to join to discuss philosophy and politics. This is called contemplative Freemasonry. This is where modern Freemasonry and its subversive nature began. In order to be a member of the Freemasons, you have to be invited by somebody. You can't just show up at the lodge and say, "I want to be a member." In order to be a member, you also have to profess a belief in God. It doesn't have to be the Christian God, just a generic belief in some kind of superior being or existence. The Freemasons claim it is a fraternity and not a religion. However, former Freemasons have stated that the lodge teaches that it and it alone has the true path to salvation, and that is by obeying the tenets of Freemasonry. So in other words, a Buddhist or a Hindu or whatever can attain salvation through the lodge without accepting Jesus Christ. Now there are 33 levels or degrees in Freemasonry. The first three are called the Blue Lodge. Everyone achieves these three levels. In fact, most people don't go beyond it. Once you achieve the third level, you are considered a full Freemason, in fact, a Master Mason. But of course, the level everyone is concerned with is the 33rd level. This is where it is said that it is revealed that Lucifer is the god of Freemasonry. Now, Lucifer is Latin for light bearer. So anyone carrying a flashlight is a Lucifer. And it is in those terms Freemasons talk about Lucifer, enlightenment. But at the 33rd level, it is said to be revealed that Lucifer, the fallen angel, not the enlightenment of the mind, is the god of Freemasonry. Is that true? I don't know. Albert Pike had some interesting things to say about Lucifer. Lucifer, the light-bearer, strange and mysterious name to give to the spirit of darkness. Lucifer, the son of the morning, is it he who bears the light? And with its splendors intolerably blinds feeble, senseless, and selfish souls? Doubt it not. Now, if you ask a Freemason, they will tell you that there is only 32 degrees, and that the 33rd degree is just an honorary degree. That's what John Salza, former 32nd degree Freemason, said, and that's what a friend of mine who is a 32nd degree Freemason says. But if the conspiracy theory is true, then they wouldn't know because they haven't made it to that degree. The claim is the Freemason does not know the secrets of the degrees above them. You have to get all the way to the top to know the whole truth. And of course, there you find out Satan runs the show. Now, I used to think this was a silly claim. Why would they have millions of guys running around doing good with just a few guys at the top who know that they really serve Satan? What purpose did that serve? I was also sensitive to this claim since the very same people who make the claim make similar claims about the Catholic Church that we know are not true. Then I ran across this quote from Manly P. Hall, 33rd degree Freemason. Freemasonry is a fraternity within a fraternity, an outer organization concealing an inner brotherhood of the elect. It is necessary to establish the existence of these two separate yet independent orders, the one visible and the other invisible. The visible society is a splendid camaraderie of free and accepted men enjoined to devote themselves to ethical, educational, fraternal, patriotic, and humanitarian concerns. The invisible society is a secret and most august fraternity whose members are dedicated to the service of the mysterious Arcanum Archondrum, a secret or mystery. In each generation, only a few are accepted into the inner sanctuary of the work. Though the great initiate philosophers of Freemasonry can be counted upon one's fingers, yet their power is not to be measured by the achievements of ordinary men. They are dwellers upon the threshold of the innermost masters of that secret doctrine which forms the invisible foundation of every great theological and rational institution. So according to Hall, it is true that only a handful of men at the very top of Freemasonry know the truth. And what's interesting is he wrote this decades before he even became a Freemason. Yet there's no retraction or correction on either side. He apparently got this information from the public works of Freemasons such as Albert Pike. And as you can see, it is very Gnostic in nature. It is said by many credible former Freemasons that at the lower levels, the oaths and rituals are Christian or perhaps centered around the initiate's personal religion. But as the man moves up in degrees, the oaths and rituals become deity-specific, regardless of the initiate's personal beliefs. So if a man is a Christian, and a certain degree requires oaths to the god Osiris, the man must take the oaths to the false god if he wishes to achieve that level. This is problematic because, as the Bible says in Psalm 95:5, "For all the gods of the Gentiles are devils." It is also said, and very well known, that these oaths include being killed in the most gruesome fashion were they to reveal the secrets of Freemasonry, and that these oaths include their descendants and close family members. This causes generational spirits, demons that are passed down through a family generation to generation. The effects can be devastating for the family members and descendants of Freemasons as a result of these oaths. Some will develop illnesses, others seem to have bad luck, some can never seem to get ahead financially no matter what they do. And in one case I heard of, every female in the family line would at some point in her life be raped. I've never seen a set of deliverance prayers that did not include renouncing Freemasonry, whether personal involvement or the involvement of ancestors. So if you or any of your family members were involved in Freemasonry, you need to recite deliverance prayers renouncing it. One might ask, why would someone purposefully curse their family and future descendants? I don't know the answer to that, but one thing I did hear is that some of the oaths are used to show the Freemasons that oaths are meaningless. For instance, they may take an oath to a piece of paper, swearing to protect it, and that if anything should happen to the piece of paper, may they be murdered in the most gruesome fashion. They will then rip the paper up. And of course, none of those horrible things they wished upon themselves happened. So you can go ahead and take that oath swearing fealty to the king when in reality you are plotting his demise, because oaths don't mean anything. But they do. Oaths are binding in the spirit world. And we know the Freemasons take the oaths not to reveal their secrets seriously because men have been murdered for revealing them. In my next video of this series, we will discuss Freemasonry and the Catholic Church. Until my next video, God bless.